Samuel chapter number 6. 2 Samuel chapter number 6. The Bible says in the first verse, "And David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal of Judah to bring up thence the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts that dwelleth between the cherubims. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was at Gibeah. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drave the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God. And Ahio went before the ark. And David and all the house of Israel prayed before the Lord on all manners of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps and on psalteries and on timbrels and on cornets and on cymbals. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God." Verse number 10. "So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David, but David carried it aside unto the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all of his household. And it was told King David, saying, The Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. And it was so that when they that bare the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal Saul's daughter looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart." Amen. Would you pray with us tonight? Father, thank you for the opportunity to be in your house tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd help us. God, gird our minds together. Help us, oh God. Give us clarity of thought tonight. Let your anointing rest upon us as we preach your word tonight, God. And let us leave this place tonight better Christians than what we came. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to preach tonight on Let's Bring Back the Glory. Let's bring back the glory. There's been a lot of messages preached from this text right here. Amen. But I'd like to try one more time to bring something to us from this passage of Scripture. We know that in Scripture that the Ark of the Covenant was the thing that represented the presence of God. It was a token of the presence of God. It was on the ark, on the mercy seat that covered the Ark of the Covenant between the two cherubims where the glory of God dwelt at in the Holy of Holies there in the tabernacle. It was all throughout Scripture, all through the Old Testament, we find that the Ark of the Covenant, it was representative of the presence and the glory of God. And in this passage of Scripture, it starts out by saying that David gathered together a bunch of men because he was going to go and bring back the ark because it was not in the place where it was supposed to be. Amen. Somewhere along the way, the glory had departed. Somewhere along the way, the ark had been lost and no longer dwelt in its rightful place. And so David and his men wanted to go get the ark. I'd like to do a little history lesson tonight if I could. In 1 Samuel 4, or the first 4 chapters, we'll find how the ark was lost. Amen. At this time in Scripture, we find that God was not happy with the children of Israel. He was not pleased with what was going on in the house of Eli, the high priest. Amen. He was not pleased with the children of Israel. Amen. During this time, his displeasure was hot against Eli and his sons. Amen. Eli's sons were wicked men. Amen. They were not good priests. They were always going about committing sins and fornications. Amen. It got to a place where they took advantage of the men and the women as they brought their sacrifices to the tabernacle. And the Bible even said that they caused men to abhor the offerings of the Lord. Amen. We find also a little bit later, amen, that these men were such wicked men that even at the door of the tabernacle they were committing fornication with the women of the camp. Amen. These men were wicked men. Amen. But it also, amen, doesn't go without saying that Eli himself had some troubles, because the Bible said that he could not constrain or would not constrain his sons from obeying that which was right. Amen. Eli had some problems himself. And so we find God is not happy with the children of Israel at the beginning of 1 Samuel. Amen. We find how the ark, the children of Israel, they went out to battle against the Philistines. And they went out there and the battle was going against the Israelites. And so they thought, well, if we go get the ark, if we'll go in and get it just like we always have done it in the past and bring it to battle, surely, amen, we will be able to win. Surely we'll be able, amen, to conquer these evil Philistines. You know what they were doing? They were using the ark of God, the presence of God, as a lucky charm. Amen, just trying to win the battle within themselves. Amen. So they take the ark out, Eli's sons. They gather the ark together. They take it out to battle, and we find that they're in the battle. Amen. When they got the ark there, they begin to shout. And the Philistines said, hey, it sounds like there's a shout of a king among the Israelites. And so they set themselves in battle in array against the children of Israel. And we find out that as they go to battle, amen, the Israelites are smitten. Amen. God did not bless them for their efforts. He did not bless them because of the ark was there. Amen. And the Philistines steal away the ark. Amen. From the children of Israel. The ark was gone. Amen. Word gets back. Amen. To the people back in Israel. Amen. Eli's sons, Eli's daughter-in-law. Amen. When she finds out that her husband has fallen in battle, she begins. She goes into labor. She's in travail. That she was going to give birth to her son. Amen. Whenever he was born, she died in the process. But we find, amen, that his name, the son's name, was named Ichabod, which means the glory has departed. Amen. The glory has departed. Friend, let me tell you something tonight. And I've been in a lot of churches, it seems like, over the last year. And I went into church after church, amen, where it seemed like the glory had departed. Amen. There was no Spirit of God there. Amen. There was no worship there. There was no Spirit of God moving in their services. Amen. The glory had departed. And what was it that caused the glory to depart? What was it that caused God's Spirit to leave the camp of the Israelites? I'll tell you what it was. Amen. If you look there, amen, in the story of Eli's sons, these men had no fear of God. Amen. They had no fear of God. Amen. There's this popular t-shirt that young people like to wear nowadays. It says no fear. Amen. I hate that thing. Amen. Friend, let me tell you something. That's the reason why our society is in the shape it's in, because nobody has any fear of anything. Amen. They don't fear the law, or else kids wouldn't walk into schools, amen, and blow their classmates away. Amen. There's no fear, amen, for the consequences of our actions. There's no fear in the house of God when we come in. Amen. It used to be, I remember as a kid, amen, I remember Brother Bell always was on us. Amen. Don't chew gum in the house of God. Amen. Don't be passing notes. Don't be going out every time you feel like you're going to the water fountain or going to the bathroom. Amen. Get in here in the house of God where the Spirit of God is. But you know what's happened? Amen. Our younger generation, we are losing our fear for God. Amen. We're losing the fear of God. Amen. Right in the house of God. Amen. It used to be whenever messages and tongues and interpretations would go off, amen, the house became quiet. Amen. There wasn't, you could hear a pin drop in the house of God. But now when God moves in the place, amen, it doesn't strike fear into the hearts anymore of his people. Amen. We go about, we laugh and we mock and we go around and just have a good old time. Well, God's trying to bless us in the house of God. Friend, let me tell you something. That's the reason why the glory's departed. Amen. That's the reason why the ark has been lost. We have lost our fear for God. Amen. We have lost our fear for God. Amen. That's why we got young people and older people doing such wicked things. There's no fear of judgment. There's no fear of the consequences of their actions. Friend, let me tell you something. We must have a fear of God. We must have a reverence for God. Amen. If God's going to work in our life, if God's going to mold us and make us, we must fear Him. We must honor Him. We must reverence Him. But friend, if we come in and the house of God is nothing more than just a social club, if it's nothing more where we can get there and we can listen to a few songs, amen, and just sit there and listen to somebody get up and yell and scream us. And we must get a fear for God again. We must have that fear of God restored in our souls again. Amen. Amen. You know why Ananias and Sapphira, amen, was killed? They had lost their fear of God. Amen. They had lost their fear of judgment. Amen. I remember when I was a kid, you know why I got in church? Amen. And I did right. It's because I had a fear of God. I knew if I didn't live right and I knew if I didn't do right, I was going to spend eternity in hell. Amen. But we've got young people that sit in the house of God. Their mamas and daddies. Amen. They're good people and they try to teach them right. Amen. But young people go out. They have no fear of God. They don't have any respect for the house of God. That's why the glory is left. Amen. That's why individuals sit with Ichabod written over their heart's door. It's because they have lost all fear of God. Amen. You know something else that caused the glory to depart? Amen. Eli's sons failed to uphold the standards of the office of the priesthood. Amen. Let me tell you something tonight, Highway. Amen. The reason why some hearts, some individuals that the glory has departed from their life is because they have failed to uphold the standards of this book. Amen. They have failed to uphold that which they know is right. They have failed to uphold that which they've always been taught, they've always known was the truth. Amen. They have failed to uphold the standards of God's Word. Amen. Friend, let me tell you something. Amen. In this day, we are needing people that will stand up and carry a standard and a live a standard. And I'm not just talking on the outward, but I'm talking a life of integrity. Amen. Did you know people still expect Christians to be honest? They still expect us to have good communication. Amen. They still expect us to be people of our word. And I have found a lot of times, amen, as long as everybody's dressed right, amen, we don't have a problem with that. But if they go out and they can be dressed right and look right, and they can go out and gossip and talk about people, and nobody thinks anything about it. But friends, let me tell you something. A life of holiness is more than just an outward adornment of righteousness, but it is an inward call. Amen. Holiness is something that begins at the heart. And if you've got an attitude that's not right, if you've got a bad spirit, friend, let me tell you something. You need to get that straightened out. You need to get back to the standards of God's Word and live like He wants us to live. Amen. Amen. But we also must have, amen, that outward stand of holiness. We must have it. Amen. You know why we've lost the glory? Some of our people have lost the glory. You know why some folks, amen, some churches, Ichabod's been written over the door. Amen. They have compromised and went the opposite direction. They know He's right. Amen. And no longer is the glory of God there. Sir, they may have a fancy song. They may have a fancy service. They may have a lot of gimmicks. Amen. But the glory of God, the presence of God is not dwelling there in their place. Amen. Why has the glory departed? Amen. Another reason why God's Spirit, the ark, was stolen was they used God nothing more than for a lucky charm. Amen. I read in one of Max Lucado's books, amen, some people look at religion in three ways. They look at religion as being the rabbit's foot religion. They look at it as the Aladdin's lamp religion. And they look at it as the Monty Hall religion. Amen. The rabbit's foot religion is something they just carry around in their pocket hoping to bring them good luck. Amen. They're going to carry a Bible. They'll carry, amen, they'll say, I'm a Christian, hoping, amen, that when bad things come, amen, that will bring them good luck. That's the only reason why, amen, they claim any part of religion. Amen. There's another aspect of religion. There's people that look at it like an Aladdin's lamp. Amen. They rub it and hope that something pops out and grants them the three wishes of their heart so they can do better. Amen. And then for those of you that's not always been good and sanctified, amen, there's the Monty Hall religion. Amen. That's the one. Amen. Let's make a deal. Amen. You give me what's behind grace door number three, and I'll live like you want me to. Friend, let me tell you something. God is more than just a lucky charm. Amen. God is something more than just somebody we run to when we get in trouble. Amen. But He is somebody we must live by. We must worship Him. We must live according to His standards. Amen. If we're going to have Him on our side and He's going to be pleased with us, we cannot treat Him as a lucky charm, but we must serve Him. Amen. Amen. Some people are just fair weather friends. Amen. They just look at God, and if everything's going all right, that's when they'll be in church. But then first time some storm comes along or trial comes along, amen, they backslide and go out, and then you don't see them again for 6 months. And whenever things start getting a little bit better for them, here they come back. Back to the altar, back praying again. Friend, let me tell you something. Amen. We must be more than a fair weather friend to God. Amen. How can we expect the glory of God to dwell within us if we are just a fair weather friend? Then there's others, amen, that don't want nothing to do with God until they get sick and are on their deathbed. And then they cry out and say, Lord, if you'll just get me off of this bed, if you'll just heal me, I'll serve you the rest of my life. Amen. God comes by and touches them and helps them and raises them up and heals them. And they never come to the house of God. They never show themselves in the presence of God. Friend, let me tell you something. God is not a lucky charm. Amen. He's not somebody that we can turn on and turn off. But we must serve Him. We must live for Him. He must be our dearest friend. Amen. We must have God as our friend. Amen. Why has the glory departed? Amen. Let me tell you something. We've lost our fear of God. We failed to uphold the standards of His book. We use Him as a lucky charm. But I want you to notice in my text tonight in 2 Samuel chapter number 6, David wants to go and bring the ark home. Amen. Why did David get to a place where he wanted to bring the ark home? Amen. I think David was in kind of the same place I'm in. Amen. David began to hear how good it was when the ark was at home. Amen. He heard the stories of how the children of Israel, amen, picked up the ark, and whenever the priest stepped into the Jordan River, amen, it stopped and they walked across the Jordan River into Canaan's land on dry ground. Amen. I believe he heard about whenever the priest, amen, they were marching around the walls of Jericho, amen, with the ark of God on their side, and they blew the horns and they shouted, amen, and the walls of Jericho fell down flat. I believe David began to hear the stories of how it was when the glory was there. How it was when God's presence dwelt with the children of Israel. Amen. I believe he heard about how it dwelt with them by a pillar of fire at night, and how he was there in a cloud by day. Then I believe he heard how good it was. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, as a young preacher, I'm only 20 years old. Amen. But all I have ever heard, ever since I can remember, oh, how good it used to be. Oh, God, how good it was when God's glory dwelt with us. Oh, how wonderful it was when we seen blind eyes open and all these miraculous things that took place. Friend, I am tired of hearing about it. Amen. I am tired of just hearing the stories of how it used to be. But I want to see the glory of God dwell with us again. Amen. I want to see the power of Almighty God manifested in our lives once again. Amen. We can't just live on stories. We can't live on history. Amen. We must have an up-to-date experience in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You want to know what drives me? Amen. It's to see. Amen. What my grandma and grandpa saw. Amen. That's what drives me. That's what I long to see. I long to see when sinners walk into the house of God and conviction fall and grip their hearts so much that they cannot help but run to an altar and ask and beg forgiveness of the Heavenly Father because of the sin that's in their life. We need the glory of God to dwell with us again. Amen. Amen. And I want you to notice something. Amen. David went, and the Bible said they built a new cart. Amen. Amen. They went and they put it on a new cart, and they came back, and the Bible said they played all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps and on psalteries and on timbrels and on cornets and cymbals. Amen. They was having a good old time bringing the ark back home. But I want you to notice something. David had all the right intentions, but he went about it all the wrong way. Hey man, you know what's happened among us holiness folk? Hey man, there's people that have longed for the glory of God. Hey man, but they didn't see a need for it to come the way God's book says it to come. And so they've put their own twist on it. They put their own gimmicks to it. Amen. They went about and looked and tried to do it their own way. Why do you think TBN is as big as it is in our society now? It's because people are looking, amen, for the genuine presence of God. But all they're finding is a cheap imitation of what God's power really is. Amen. Whenever they go and they run to these big crusades and they follow after these big TV evangelists, amen, they're looking for something genuine. And so they jump at the first thing that even looks halfway spiritual. They jump at the first thing that looks like it may be of God, and they follow after it, and they find out that it's not all they said it was. Hey man, it looked like the ark was coming back home. It looked like the glory of God was coming back to its rightful place. But whenever they got to a shaky spot, and when they got to some place where it caused the cart to rattle a little bit, and when somebody stretched their hand out, Uzzah stretched his hand out to stop the shaking, and he died there by the ark of God. You know what's happening? There's people that's following after these big shindigs. They're following after that thing in Pensacola. And you don't even hear about that anymore, do you? And when they followed after Toronto, they followed all over these men, all over the country, trying to find the genuine move of the Holy Ghost. But all they find in these meetings is nothing more than just a sham. It's something more that doesn't go any more than skin deep. Amen. It is not the genuine move of God. Amen. Look at this passage. They had singing. They had music. They had shouting. Amen. Lord, that looks like a move of God, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But they found out it was nothing more, amen, than a gimmick. Amen. It was not, amen, the presence of God coming back home. You know why? They took a shortcut. Amen. They did not do it God's way. Friend, let me tell you something. If we're going to have the glory of God, if the power of God is going to come back and rest in our lives, we must get back to the way God said to do it. Amen. We must get back to His book and live like He said live. Amen. And pray like He said pray. Amen. Sing like He said sing. Amen. And do it the God's way. If the glory is going to come back to its rightful place. Amen. David, he was displeased, the Bible said, with what happened. So he returned to Jerusalem. Amen. Saddened because of what happened. But the Bible said that Obed-Edom's house was getting blessed. And David couldn't help it anymore. He had to go get the glory again. And you know what he did? He did it God's way this time. He did it God's way this time. Amen. And you see what happened when he got down there and he got the priest there. Amen. They bared upon their shoulders and they began to bring it back. Amen. David knew the glory was coming back this time because he knew he was doing it God's way. Amen. The Bible said they took six paces, and when they had taken six paces, they offered sacrifices unto God. You know what they were? They were sacrifices of thanksgiving. Amen. Because the glory of God was coming back home. Amen. Let me tell you something. After they offered the sacrifices, the Bible said that David dashed before the Lord with all his might. I want to tell us tonight, amen, when God's glory comes back, amen, when the power of God returns to its rightful place, it will come back with praise. It will come back with worship. It will come back with thanksgiving. Amen. When God's glory dwells among His people, amen, you won't have to beg them to worship God. You won't have to beg them to praise God, because the glory of God's there. They'll want to worship. They want to praise. They want to lift God up. Amen. When the glory comes back. Amen. Friend, let me tell you something. I say tonight, let's go bring back the glory. Amen. Let's bring back the glory. Amen. Friend, let me tell you something. It's been a while since you felt the presence of God. It's been a while since you could really get in and get something from God. It's time to go back and do it God's way and allow the glory of God to return to its rightful place in your soul. Amen. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Amen. Let's lift our hands and give the Lord a praise tonight. Could we? Amen. Father, we thank You, Lord Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You for Your glory. Thank You for Your presence. Lord, I pray tonight You'd help us. Help us, God, to allow the glory of God to dwell in our hearts and our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, help us to bring back the glory. Help us to worship You, Jesus. Help us to praise You. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's come and find us a place to pray tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.